it's important to keep a greater purpose in mind, to love the Lord with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. As a body, we are encouraged to share our gifts in order to build each other up, Romans 12:4-8. This morning, I challenge each of us, myself included, to bless the Lord by consciously showing a spirit of thankfulness to God and to others. Gratitude is a spiritual gift for daily practice, not solely the fourth Thursday of November.
Robert Evans, I'm a psych.
We know we should be thankful. Aren't we taught from childhood that please and thank you are the magic words? I enjoy doing word studies in Scripture, so I began by looking at words similar and opposite of the specific word I am studying. Words similar to thankfulness are gratefulness, appreciation, courteousness, and mannerliness. Words with an opposite meaning are discourteousness, rudeness, ill-mannered, uncivil, impolite, and disrespectful. Praise and thanksgiving are intertwined throughout Scripture in both Old and New Testaments. Thankfulness is an essential part of spiritual practice. Psalm 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 100:4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Being thankful is not passive. It is intentional, active, and participatory. For a dramatic account of thankfulness, read Nehemiah 12:27-49. Nehemiah organizes a procession with musicians and choirs to display appreciation to God and to proclaim God's faithfulness through the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. Perhaps this is the way we should re-enter our sanctuary, with songs and shouts of praise. The word that is translated from the Hebrew as thanksgiving comes from the Hebrew root of to praise. In the Old Testament, the thank offering was a type of peace offering. It was to be a spontaneous offering given with the desire to show gratitude. In contrast to other offerings, such as the guilt offering, the sin offering, and the burnt offering, which had specific times designated. Psalm 116:17-18. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you, and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the New Testament, the Greek word used for thankfulness may also be translated as praise, blessing, or glory. We generally think of saying thank you when gifts are given or a service is provided. So think of various reasons that gifts are given. And unmute yourself to share. Think of various ways or various reasons that gifts are given. So there's a hint for you. Last week was
Mother's Day.
Birthdays.
Birthdays are a time. Good job. Somebody else?
Special events like graduations and ceremonies.
Right. And last week was Mother's Day. I received phone calls, no visits, of course, and gifts. All right, and how about showing a special status, like a ring for engagement or wedding, or some sort of honor that's bestowed to an official? So have you ever carefully selected, wrapped, and given a gift to someone who never acknowledged the gift with any expression of appreciation in return? This is what God experiences every day. John 1, 10 through 11. He, Jesus, was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. God sent the gift of his Son, exactly what this broken world needs, yet does not recognize or want. Knowing that God desires my prayers, praise, and thanksgiving, I ask, how can I make gratitude a conscious choice? How can I make gratitude heartfelt rather than only lip service? What would Jesus teach me about? There are numbers of beautiful passages which contain teachings related to gratitude and thanksgiving, but the Luke passage that Nathan read is the one that stands out to me. And so first, here's some background on this drama. Jesus is invited to eat in the home of a Pharisee. These were a group of men who had no legal power. They desired to keep the law according to the traditions of the past, but also added many more rules and regulations. They were respected for their learning and therefore influential. They were extremely dedicated to the law, but had no compassion for people. Although a few of them were converted by Jesus, such as Nicodemus, Saul, and Gamaliel. Following Greek culture, it was the custom to invite scholars and teachers to a banquet, allowing them to teach their particular area of expertise. Other people, although uninvited for the meal, were permitted to observe from the perimeter of the dining area. Jesus would have been reclining on a couch with his head toward the table and his feet toward the wall of the room. Alabaster is a white, gray, or pink stone commonly used for carving various sized jars that were used for oils and perfumes. It is sometimes called marbled gypsum, but has nothing to do with marble. In industry, it is ground into powder for plaster. We are familiar with Jesus' ability to be at home with people from any walk of life. And so it is that a woman of questionable character is present at this banquet. She begins to honor Jesus, which makes the other guests uncomfortable. Notice that she came to Jesus in the presence of others who had nothing good to say about her. Her love and gratitude were so great that she did not care what anyone else thought. The wiping of Jesus' feet with her hair denotes humility. This woman realized the depth of her transgressions. Her weeping denotes repentance and a change of heart. Her gratitude to Jesus demonstrates this repentance and change to Jesus and others looking on. In the parable, Jesus tells, he uses the word debt, which in Aramaic is the same as the word sin. Also, the word for love is the same as that used for gratitude. Jesus says, those who are forgiven much love much. Is the depth of our gratitude the measure of our devotion? When we demonstrate our gratitude to God before others, it is a testimony to others of God's faithfulness to us. This is a powerful way to draw others to Christ. Those observing and hearing Jesus proclaim forgiveness to the woman were astonished. To them, forgiveness meant being released from debt and or offense, which could not occur except in a properly ordered ceremony and a sacrifice by the priest. We know that God's Spirit works within our spirits to bring about transformation. First of all, if we experience God's forgiveness, we are assured that we are a person of worth. Expressing gratitude is transformational, since it involves reaching out toward God or others, and we know then that we are not alone. Let's look at the ways faith and science come together. I become excited when I find that health science supports spiritual practice. To me, this is evidence of God's signature upon us, since we are his creation. Spiritual practice affects not only the spirit, but body and mind as well. Doctors Robert Emmons of the University of California, Davis, and Michael McCullough of the University of Miami are psychologists who research the effects of thankfulness, applying their findings to the treatment of their clients. The initial research surprised the medical community because the treatments employed worked as well and even better than conventional medications. They documented these findings in their books, The Challenge of Gratitude, and there's numbers of books that these authors have written too, because this study has gone on for a long time now. Emmons and McCullough are part of a larger research foundation called the Happiness and Well-Being Project, which involves caregivers from all disciplines worldwide. We know that negative thought patterns or a pessimistic attitude are a risk factor for physical illness. Emmons and McCullough found that gratitude and negative emotions cannot exist at the same time. For those struggling with chronic illness, gratitude can measurably change their lives for the better. Gratitude can assist healthy individuals to stay well. Here's how it works. Meditating or praying in thankfulness directs our thoughts outward from ourselves towards God. Reflecting on events or gifts for which we are thankful directs our thoughts toward other people and away from ourselves. This necessitates movement away from self-focus. In this process, our brains are enabled to produce healthy neurotransmitters, which contributes to such effects as lowering blood pressure, improving immune function, and promoting feelings of happiness and contentment. Gratitude is a type of celebration which blocks negative messages to the brain. We become more resilient. We appreciate our ties to God and to others. They become more meaningful. And we also desire to share our gifts with others. Specific activities that assist us to focus on gratitude are journaling about what we are grateful for, meditating on what we are thankful for, and expressing gratitude verbally to God and others. Writing thank you notes is also a tangible way to express gratitude and appreciation. Let's take a little time and you share something that you have experienced as a way that you've received or something's been given or said to you in a way that you have experienced gratitude expressed to you, or you've been able to express it. I know we have shared, enjoyed the cards and calls that have been given to us. So share a little bit what you have been, ways you've overcome this separateness that we have been forced to experience.
Can you repeat that again, the question?
All right, sure. We've been forced to be separate, and so we can't reach out as we normally do. How have you overcome this? How have you been able to express appreciation or love? How have you been receiving it? Thank you, Jason, for asking for that.
That's a tricky question.
Oh. Okay, you're going to have to think a little.
Well, yeah, I am. Uh-huh. Well, you can work. My life is still going to work every day. I guess I have an essential job. So I guess I'm grateful for a job and money, but yeah, I guess it hasn't affected me personally too much, except some safety precautions that we take now, but...
Good. I notice when I walk through the neighborhood that people are more friendly.
Mm. Yesterday, Grandma brought a bunch of food.
All right.
My mom had her birthday during quarantine, so April 29, and I actually did shop for some gifts for her. We were able to drop some things off, but I was trying to think of practical things, and one of the things I thought of was thank you notes, because she, anytime somebody contacts her, or she's very apt to send a thank you note of appreciation, and so I saw these thank you notes. I thought they were beautiful, and I that included that in her gift. And then she, which maybe wasn't unexpected, but she turned around and gave me one of those thank you notes. And I don't know, there was something about receiving it and enjoying it and just kind of like giving and receiving, mutual giving and receiving, that blessed my heart. So that's one of my favorite thank you notes. I don't know why. Maybe because I picked it out. I'm not sure. More so because my mother was expressing appreciation for our care for her, I think.
Hey, Colton?
Are we on?
Mute. Colton, can you hear me? I have gotten two pictures from you. And they remind us to... In the back, he wrote a note. Okay, can you see them?
Yeah.
In the back, he wrote a note that God cares for the birds and the flowers. So it reminds me, they were on our kitchen table all week. And they remind us that God cares for the, reminds us, yeah, that God cares for the birds and the flowers, and which in transition reminds us that he cares for us. And sometimes we get to help the birds. Yesterday, I noticed our one bird box that had baby bluebirds in it was leaning pretty hard, and I thought, I wonder if that thing's going to fall over. So I checked it, and it was about ready to fall over. So I had to put a stake beside it and a couple screws into it to take care of it. And also reminded of another story that Dad told me when he was cultivating crops out in the field, and a killdeer jumped out of the out in front of him, and he stopped and realized there was a nest in the dirt, like they do. And he moved his eggs away, continued cultivating. When he went past that spot, he went back to make a little nest and put the eggs back in that spot so the killdeer could come back. And I think the killdeer did come back, didn't it? The killdeer came back and sat in the eggs, and then they hatched. So sometimes God uses us to take care of the birds. It's all of those two stories.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
For Mother's Day, we had a surprise that Chad and Stacy and the children showed up, rang the doorbell, and put a hanging basket on our porch. And then they sat in the yard, and we sat on the porch step and had a really fun visit. So that was... Yeah, a way of being able to bless us when we weren't able to be together the normal way that we would have liked, but we still were blessed by their visit. And
Oh, thank you for sharing. Anybody else before we go on? Something popped up here. All right. So Troy is going to help me here with the technical part. We have a little short segment of Dr. Emmons.
Yes.
And then I will conclude.
Yes, I'm going to get that. Sorry, I'm still, I pushed the wrong button here on Google Hangouts, and I'm trying to figure out how to get out of the screen. All right. Let me get this out of here. Can I get that away? And yeah, you should see a chat from Joanna there about relationships that she's been forming and the blessing that that's been to her. Why can't I do this now? Anybody else have any anything you want to share? Try that one more time here.
I'm Robert Emmons. I'm a psychologist. I teach at University of California, Davis. And my area of research is really the psychology of happiness and joy and gratitude. So I'm a gratitude scientist. Gratitude is something that we're all familiar with. We've all received gifts from others. We've all received benefits and kindnesses. So what is the feeling that we have inside when we receive a gift from someone? And it is gratefulness. It is a warm feeling of appreciation. We know that we've been the benefit of a reception of a benefit from a beneficiary. We feel this tendency to want to give back the goodness we've received. That's really what gratefulness is. It's really just a form of thankfulness. The truth of the matter is, if we're not practicing gratefulness, or if we're not grateful, by definition, we're ungrateful. You know, we're taking things for granted. We're not expressing that warm feeling of generosity that comes when we receive the gift. And so it's quite natural to experience gratitude. It's part of human nature. I really think there's a strong desire to receive a gift and feel grateful, and that makes us want to give back that goodness to other people. It's just a part of who we are as human beings.
Okay, got it.
The research is really compelling. I mean, there's really been a vast amount of new studies. There's been a huge explosion of research, what we call the science of gratitude. Just in the past, half a dozen years or so, finding that gratitude brings benefits in so many different domains, psychological, emotional, physical, and relational would be four of the primary domains in which gratitude matters, gratitude works. In fact, I like to say that gratitude heals, energizes, and changes lives. And all these findings are measurable, they're all quantifiable.
Too much water. Okay, I feel like I need to help it.
Yeah, sorry about that, the sound didn't come through. Hope you got the main point of it anyway. I don't know if people were able to hear it or not. We'll send the link to that in the Monday email so you can watch it in a clearer way on your own. I think that was a really good Thanks. Sorry about that, Sylvia. That didn't come through as clear as I was hoping.
No problem. We're flowing with it today, whatever happens. Okay. In summary, we owe God a debt of gratitude for all that he has done in our lives. Being consciously grateful blesses him. It is an influence on others as well as benefiting our own health, as we've seen here this morning. So as we close, I want to lead us in a guided meditation focusing on thankfulness. So find a way to sit up straight and put your feet flat on the floor. Put your hand on your lap if that's comfortable and you're able to do that. And your eyes should be open, maybe focusing on your hands or some other object nearby. And in your spirit, draw near to God in whatever way you are comfortable doing that. Think of God as a loving father or a close, trusted friend. As you do this, express appreciation to God for his presence with you. Be conscious of your own breathing, slowly and deeply. Be aware and release any tension that you sense in your body. Thank God for his gift, the breath of life. Be conscious of your surroundings, of people near you, of gifts that surround you, that you enjoy. Express thanks for these to God. God has given each of us gifts within ourselves. Listen quietly for God speaking to you, to make known to you the gift that he has for you to share with others. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, which dwells within us. We thank you for all these good gifts that you have given us, for supplying our needs and many of our wants. We love you. We appreciate you. Enable us, Lord, to follow the path that you have prepared for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for sharing those incredible thoughts with us. I'd love to give a second if anybody has anything that was stirring in your heart or just reflecting back a thought or a feeling or something you learned or are thinking about from Sylvia's sharing. But I was, while you think about that, I was just struck. So I was really challenged again this morning, and especially Sylvia, what you said about if you've ever given a gift with no expression of affirmation received and how God feels that. And then Dr. Edmonds on the video said, if we're not practicing gratitude, we're automatically practicing ungratitude, or if we're not grateful, we're ungrateful. So yeah, I think that's just a real challenge for me to continue to allow that thankfulness to rise up in me for the things. And even in that reflection time, just looking out and reminding myself of the incredible gifts that I've been given. And then just lastly, even the end of that reflection time about what gifts do you have? Just appreciated your gifts, Sharon, and thinking about Tim's sermon last week and other people that we've had. I think it's just such a gift that we can bring our perspectives and our learnings together in this community and learn from one another. I think that is really so beautiful. I've been really encouraged by that. Thanks, Sylvia. Anybody else? A thought, a feeling, a question? What are you thinking about this morning, Sylvia? Sure.